It's 8:30 now and 71 degrees at this hour, and time to get an update on what's happening in the news locally here with Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. IU's Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction is launching a two-year study on the medical care of transgender members of the military. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Claire McInerney reports.
When Private First Class Bradley Manning told a military court Thursday he wants to be known as Chelsea, he brought to light a host of complications. Brandon Hill is the principal researcher for the Kinsey Institute study. He says the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell does not apply to transgender individuals, and if they begin their transition while on active duty, they can be discharged. Hill says his study will look at the physical, psychological, and emotional effects that has on transgender soldiers.
In particular, I saw the inability to openly identify as potentially creating more distress for servicemen and women who are transgender.
Hill says there's a disconnect because transgender service members can receive care when they retire. Veterans Affairs covers the cost of hormone therapy and counseling.
I think that the military relies on evidence-based information, and we're hoping that the outcome will be something that can serve as evidence for potential changes in policy.
The study will begin next month and is being funded by a grant from the Palm Center, a group that supports the study of LGBT people in the military. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney.
Homeless people living under the Davidson Street Bridge downtown have a deadline of today to get out. Inspectors need to get in for bridge inspection ahead of the I-65-70 road work coming up next month. The city says it's given adequate notice. Homeless advocates are offering help, but some of the camp residents say they're not going. A southern Indiana county has approved open hours for its courthouse grounds to combat the mess left behind by some homeless people camping on the grounds. The Monroe County Board of Commissioners has endorsed an ordinance setting open hours of 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week for the grounds, which will be marked with signs listing the hours. The ordinance also bans littering and alcohol consumption on the courthouse grounds. An Indianapolis clinic has been working overtime to help animals in various communities this summer. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports.
FACE is a low-cost spay-neuter clinic dedicated to reducing animal euthanasia and pet overpopulation in Indianapolis. The group accomplishes this in many ways. Educating and empowering people to care for their pets is often job number one.
We really enjoy getting out into the community and talking to people who are maybe low-income or underserved, or people who maybe have a lack of resources.
Janet Mellinger is the volunteer coordinator with FACE. She says programs like Indy Feral make a big difference in neighborhoods that are flooded with stray kittens every spring. FACE is also partnering with other animal groups in the Brightwood area this summer to educate and sometimes offer free spay and neuter surgeries. Headed out in their transport van, a monthly adoption event in Irvington is another way the clinic can reach out. Over the past decade, FACE has helped reduce the number of animals killed in Indy shelters by 65%. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Indiana is continuing efforts to attract employers from states with higher tax rates. Wayne Pratt has more. Inside Indiana Business.
The Hoosier State has taken out an ad in the Chicago Bears yearbook asking readers if they are tired of picking up the tab. Our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana report that ad cost $14,000. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation tells the newspaper it is spending about $87,000 a month on advertisements in high-tax states, including Illinois, New York, and California. The effort follows the Illinois campaign in 2011. The IEDC says since then, at least 31 Illinois businesses have moved part of or all of their operations to Indiana. Illinois raised personal and corporate income tax rates in 2011. Three Indiana businesses are ranked among the largest majority employee-owned companies in the country. The list was compiled by the California-based National Center for Employee Ownership. Those companies specifically are Herf Jones in Indianapolis, Miller's Health Systems based in Warsaw, and Jasper Engines and Transmissions in Jasper. Purdue University Calumet is looking to the business community for student projects. More from reporter Andy Ober.
The school says the initiative provides real-world experience for mechanical, electrical, civil, and computer engineering majors and benefits businesses through the work of the students. The effort is part of a two-semester capstone sequence for students designed to prepare them for industrial employment. Previously completed projects include the automation of water pipes and the design and construction of a moon buggy. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
The Kelly Business of Medicine Programs, developing physician executives with a two-year MBA and a nine-month graduate certificate. Offered 1 weekend per month in Indianapolis and online. More at kelly.iupui.edu/medicine.
This is Gary Dick. Each week, Inside Indiana Business Television brings you the people and the policies that shape the Indiana economy. Exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. Be connected with the full hour of Inside Indiana Business, Friday evenings at 7:30 on WFYI 1.
Former Cummins Chief Executive Officer Tim Salzo is the recipient of the inaugural Mitch Daniels Leadership Prize. The biannual award has been established to honor individuals who, as the committee puts it, lift the arc of progress in Indiana. Ice Miller partner Harry Gonzo is president of the Daniels Leadership Foundation.
Several of Mitch's old friends and colleagues thought that it would be great if we could recognize the legacy of his leadership qualities. We set about doing that. The first chore was to get a board and then get a corporation formed, form the jury that we felt was very important, that would completely legitimize the whole process.
The award will be handed out at an event in October. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
WFYI weather today and tomorrow, sunny with highs near 91. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70. Mostly sunny Wednesday with scattered showers and storms, high 93, and sunny Thursday and Friday with highs near 90. Right now it's sunny, 71 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thank you. It is 8:38 now at WFYI. In sports, there were a record 7 cautions.